As the trade deadline passes, the Tigers are set for the second half of the season. The next questions, where will prospects end the season, and will we see more champions in the organization? Lakeland continues its playoff push right here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network as we present to you Lakeland Flying Tigers Baseball. It's game one of a six-game set between the Tampa Tarpons and the Lakeland Flying Tigers here in beautiful Lakeland, Florida. Hi, everybody. Welcome into the broadcast booth. Joe Puccio with you, as always. Good to be with you after a week off. And before we talk about any trade deadline or any roster movements, I've got to tell you the worst words so far this season. We are in a rain delay. Rain and lightning in the area. There is no official start time yet for this game, but it will not be at 6:30 p.m. And if there's going to be a day where there's a rain delay, it might as well be the MLB trade deadline. And a week after two of the best players for Lakeland got the promotion up to High A West Michigan. There is a lot to talk about here on the Flying Tigers pregame show, and that's where we will begin. This is the first home series of the year for Lakeland without outfielder Max Clark and infielder Kevin McGonigal. The two earned the promotion up to High A West Michigan after the Dunedin series just a week ago. Lakeland traveled to Bradenton this past week, picked up another series win, and that was the first set of the year without both Clark and McGonigal in the lineup. At the time of their departure, Kevin McGonigal was second in the Florida State League in batting average, hitting at .326, and Max Clark, the league leader in runs batted in, with 58. So their impact at the top of the lineup was huge for Lakeland. The Flying Tigers have the best overall record in all of single-A baseball, but the Flying Tigers finished the first half just a half game back of the division-leading Clearwater Threshers, and right now the Tigers sit in second place in the second half, 2.5 games back of Fort Myers. Lakeland continues that playoff push today without two of its top players, but some new faces and newer faces rejoining and joining the Flying Tigers roster. Isaac Pacheco down here from High A West Michigan on a rehab assignment, and outfielder Dom Johnson, the corresponding move for Clark going up. Dom Johnson played here in April for Lakeland, then spent a majority of this season with West Michigan. Now he's down here in Florida, and today Johnson is batting eighth in the Tigers lineup. Isaac Pacheco, by the way, he's batting second and playing at third base. So there's, as we said, a lot to discuss here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network, and we have a lot of time to do it because we are in a rain delay. The tarp is currently on the field for those of you listening, and we're expecting some rain to pour onto Publix Field at any moment right now. We saw the pitchers go out to the bullpen, start getting loose, and then they were waved off the field before pitches could be thrown in the bullpens, meaning that we were getting into a delay, and now the tarp is officially on the field. It's been rolled out. There are some gators holding the tarp down, not actual live alligators, the tractor trailers. You know what I'm talking about. They're currently on the field as lightning flashes out in deep left center. So we'll have a lot of time to discuss roster movement, to discuss the MLB trade deadline. Tigers still firing off some trades as we speak, so we'll be recapping those throughout the day as well. But before we get to any of that conversation, let's hear our conversation earlier today with Lakeland manager Andrew Graham here on the Flying Tigers pregame show. We talked about the last series against Bradenton, hinted at Clark and McGonigal, and where this team moves forward after Clark and McGonigal's promotion up to High A West Michigan. Lots to talk about here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network, so let's start with our pregame chat. Here is Lakeland manager Andrew Graham. The Lakeland Flying Tigers beginning a six-game set with the Tampa Tarpons here on July 30th. And before we get to first pitch, Joe Puccio here with Lakeland manager Andrew Graham. Andrew, great to be back with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well. So how was the last week in Bradenton?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Had some weather all around us. Very lucky that it didn't hit, preventing us from starting on time. So we started on time the majority of the week. And the cloud coverage also made it a little less hot, so it was actually good conditions to play. Well, better conditions to play for the Florida State League. But the team played well. We took four games, lost two, had a close one on Sunday, came back, tied it up, and unfortunately couldn't hold on in the end. But the guys played well. 4-2, if we win a series, I'm happy.
It was your first set without Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal this year, and before we get to that impact in the series, what was it like telling those two that they were getting sent up to West Michigan?
Yeah, it was very exciting. I mean, obviously, you're always excited to promote a player, but when they're with the talent of both what Kevin and Max have and their age being 19, sending them up, they're very excited. Obviously, they've been waiting for this day for a long time. They knew it was going to come at some stage with how well they're playing and who they are. And it was great, you know, a lot of good good conversations had happened. They're very thankful for their time here. But again, they deserved it. They played really well. They dominated the league. And when you dominate the league, you move. So it was a good experience.
So what's the impact of them going up? Did you feel that you could put some different players in some new positions and going to look at some guys?
Yeah, definitely. We need some guys to step up earlier in that lineup. I'm putting Peck up there. We've got Pacheco here right now who's rehabbing. And they're filling in nicely. Once I put Peck in the leadoff position, he's actually got two knocks every time he's been in the leadoff. So we'll keep him in that position and hope it can stay that way for the remainder of the season. Guys are going to have to step up now. They understand that you have to compete. You have to dominate the league if you want to move up. And every one of these players wants to move up. So it's time for some of these guys to step up and start showing the Tigers what kind of skill set they have.
I was going to ask you about Peck, three straight games with two hits in each game. Do you feel like he's coming into his own right now?
Yeah, it was just a timing thing. I mean, when you take that long off with his hamstring injury, you take that long off from getting on time and just getting used to the daily in and out routine, it can take a while to catch up. And I think his body's catching up now, and I think his mental side is getting back, and he's ready to go.
Joe Puccio catching up with Lakeland manager Andrew Graham here on the Flying Tigers pregame show. Dom Johnson back down to Lakeland, sort of the corresponding move, if you will, for Clark going up to High A West Michigan. What have your chats been like with Dom since he's come back down to Single A?
Yeah, really good chats, actually. Dom's been here. I managed him last year and parts of the beginning of this year, and he's in a good state mentally right now. Sometimes the game can speed up on him and he can overthink stuff, but he's in a really good state. It shows you he's developed mentally and matured that way, and he's in a good place, and that's why he's actually performing pretty well, showing quality at bats, playing good defense. So he'll continue to be in the lineup. Obviously, everyone's going to get a chance to play down the stretch here, so we just got to stay patient when you get the when you're not playing, and when you get in there, you've got to show us what you got.
So with Lakeland fighting for the second half division crown, when you bring a guy down here like Dom Johnson, who has played in Lakeland many times, what does that add to your lineup and to your defensive alignment?
I mean, he's a speed guy, so it's another speed guy on the bases. You know, it's tough to replace Clarke McGonigal, but it helps when you've got another guy like Dom who can steal a base. Plays good defense, can play all three in the outfield, and he's a solid little bat right now. Doesn't strike out too much, puts the ball in play, and he's a tough out. So it just brings him. I mean, he's been up to High A, so some guys may see him as a veteran guy, but he's played at a higher level, which can bring some more experience for the team.
Today's the trade deadline. Do you have any stories off the top of your head of any trade deadline things that stand out to you?
I mean, you know, throughout the years being a manager, I have received some pieces in trades when we traded for Castellanos and we traded Avila. I think I got a couple of pitches here in Able. But the only time I've ever had to tell someone they were traded was Willie Adames back in 2014. He was the third piece of the trade for David Price to the Tampa Bay Rays. So bringing him into the office and telling him he was traded, you know, he was an 18-year-old Latino kid who was his first year in America. So he was very upset. He felt like he was losing his family. But it all worked out for him. He's had a great career and he's still playing in the big leagues. And yeah, it's been fun following his career.
I think Lakeland fans are starting to get their first taste of what the business is like this year in Single-A ball, with Clark and McGonigal being sent up, with trades happening left and right. What should fans sort of expect when you're coming into this part of the season when roster movement seems to occur almost every day?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to the end of the season. Teams are deciding if they're going to chase to become, you know, the World Series or a pennant race in the big leagues, and they have to make decisions if they want to trade off their trade for young talent for the future or to make a move this year. So I'm not sure what the Tigers are going to do. There may be some pitches that we're going to trade, but there's going to be a lot of change. The FCL team just won the championship yesterday, so congratulations to them. A couple of their players may be joining our team here shortly as well. Nothing I know about at this stage, but it's just me looking into the future and what has happened in past years. So it could be a completely different looking team, or at least four to five different pieces here in the next 2 weeks. So we'll see what happens, but it's part of the business. It is a business, and there is a lot of changeover in the last month.
Joe Puccio wrapping up shop here with Lakeland manager Andrew Graham. So with all of that movement and some expected movement to happen soon, if the common everyday minor league baseball fan is watching Lakeland for the first time, what would you tell them about your team?
Solid pitching, starting pitching especially, good defense, and timely hitting. And if we get an opportunity to expose the other team stealing bases, we will. We had a good game the other day where we got 7. So, yeah, anytime you can get over 2 or 3 bases, you've exposed the other team's pitching. So we'll continue to play hard, and that's us. Yeah, the Flaggers. We will come back at the end of the games, and we don't give up.
Well, let's see if the Flyers' formula can continue here as Lakeland starts a 6-game set with the Tampa Tarpons. Andrew Graham, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you always to Andrew Graham for joining us here on the Flying Tigers pregame show. He mentioned the business, right, with the roster movement, with the trade deadline coming and going. Deadline ended 25 minutes ago, but there are still some trades still making their way through. It's the point in the year where teams know their identity at this point. And you have certain teams that push to the playoffs and other teams that say, you know what, we can sell off some of our talent. Maybe we're not making the playoffs this season and try and build for the future. And so we'll talk all about the MLB trade deadline after this quick break. If you're just joining us here on the Flying Tigers pregame show, we are in a rain delay. Right now it is 6:26 p.m. The delay went into effect at 6:13 p.m., rain and lightning in the area. There's no rain currently on the field. The only thing on the field right now, the tarp. So right now the field is covered. No players are out on the field. We're just waiting for this cell to pass by, and then we'll see if baseball happens here tonight in Lakeland. One thing to note as well, the wind has picked up significantly, and that is a bad sign. That is a real bad sign. So we will keep an eye on the weather as it continues to roll on here from Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium. The Flying Tigers pregame show continues after this. We're talking MLB trade deadline as the Tampa Tarpons and the Lakeland Flying Tigers begin a 6-game set here in Tigertown. Welcome back to the Flying Tigers pregame show, everybody. Joe Puccio with you here in the broadcast booth. If you're just joining us here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network, we are in a rain delay. Rain is starting to fall here on the field. Thunder and lightning in the area as well, so there is no one on the field. Even the fans have made their way to the concourse as a ginormous lightning bolt just struck down right behind the left field foul pole, and there's the thunder that comes with it. It's rain season, that's for sure, and we've seen our fair share of rain and thunder and lightning and what have you. And I just had to take a quick pause there because after that lightning flash, my computer shut off. So that was something else. But anyway, let's focus our attention back to the MLB trade deadline. That's right, folks. They're trying to get me off my groove right here. They're like, yeah, Joe, it's your first game back. We're going to throw some lightning bolts in your way. We're going to have your computer flash. And you're not going to be able to talk about the MLB trade deadline, but ain't nothing going to break my stride, right? Let's talk about the MLB trade deadline as the Thunder and Lightning continue to roll in. The Tigers quite active this year in the deadline. It all started yesterday. Carson Kelly, catcher in Detroit, he got traded to the Texas Rangers for two AA players, Liam Hicks, a catcher, and Tyler Owens, a right-handed pitcher. Both of them have already been activated to the Erie Seawolves roster. And then today, waiting on these to be made official, and I believe they are, as posted by the Tigers on X. But right before the trade deadline ended at 5:56 p.m., Jack Flaherty got traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. And in return, Trey Sweeney and Tyrone Lorenzo are now a part of the Tigers organization. Trey Sweeney, a former first-round draft pick by the New York Yankees, he was traded to the L.A. Dodgers this year when the Dodgers had to make room to add Shohei Ohtani to the 40-man roster. Trey Sweeney was traded from the Yankees to the Dodgers because Sweeney was not a part of the Yankees 40-man. So Sweeney, former first-round pick, top prospect by the Yankees, a then top prospect of the Dodgers, is now a top prospect with the Tigers. So that's an interesting move, and we might see Trey Sweeney join the Toledo Mudhens here very soon. Also in that trade, Joseph Montvallo, 27th overall prospect by the Texas Rangers, number 8 prospect, Tyrone Lorenzo, number 8 by the Dodgers. He has played most of the season in High A. So Lorenzo, one of the top prospects for L.A., he now comes to the Dodgers. And the reason why I said Joseph Montvallo was because I forgot to bring up another trade. Andrew Chafin trade that happened earlier today, right after the Tigers lost its major league game to the Guardians 5-0 today. Right after that game, Andrew Chafin was traded from the Tigers to the Rangers. So two moves made by Detroit and Texas. Joseph Montvallo, Texas's number 27 prospect, and Chase Lee, two right-handed pitchers getting traded to the Tigers, and both of them as well, double-A level players. So we'll see where they shake out to be. So Kelly got traded first, then Andrew Chafin was next. Jack Flaherty got traded right before 6 p.m., the deadline, and then right after the deadline, right around 6:02, 6:03, the news came across that Mark Canna got traded to the San Francisco Giants, and in return, right-handed pitcher Eric Silva heads to the Tigers. He is a double-A arm as well. He played most of this season with the Richmond Flying Squirrels. So you might be asking yourself, how does this impact Lakeland, right? All the players that I just named are either High A or above. Well, there's got to be room for all these guys. As a ginormous lightning bolt just flashed right behind the center field wall, this is crazy. The thunderstorm is certainly hitting Publix Field right now. Great call to put the game into a delay for the moment. But anyway, why do all these High A and Double A players matter to me? I'm a Lakeland Flying Tigers fan. Well, there has to be room for all these players, right? If you're going to get a player that's a Double A caliber player, well, you got to have the roster space for him. Detroit sent a lot of players out from the major league level, right? Carson Kelly, Andrew Chafin, Jack Flaherty, Mark Canna. Two pitchers, a catcher, and an outfielder are now gone off the MLB roster. So we've already seen some corresponding moves in that, right, where Dylan Dingler, the catching prospect for the Tigers, he went up from AAA Toledo to the majors and actually started today for Detroit at the major league level. But there's a trickle-down effect. You have to have players into the AAA level now. Then if you call players up from AA to AAA, do the new players that have been playing AA in the Rangers organization, the Dodgers system, and the Giants system, do they just slide in right to Erie? Or does it come down to High A West Michigan? And does that mean that some Whitecaps make the move down to Single A Lakeland? It all has this domino effect, right? And you think about the teams that trade off their prospects, right? You know, the Dodgers, for example, right? They get rid of their minor league talent to go up to the majors. The Tigers are different, right? They trade their major league talent in hopes to sell at the deadline, build for the future, build up a bigger prospect pool going into next season, and play some of the younger guys up in Detroit this year. So Detroit's sort of the opposite, right? And so that'll be interesting to see how all of this shakes out. And we'll have a better picture tomorrow about where all of these players go. But I have a feeling inside, right? This is nothing official. This is just my own two cents, that Lakeland's going to add a bunch of players over these next couple of weeks, both with the trade deadline and with the FCL Tigers that just won the Florida Complex League Championship. Their season's over. Wow. I just had to take a pause right there. A lightning bolt right behind section 216 outside the stadium. I hope everyone's all right. That is dangerously close. That was scary looking. Anyway, all of this has a trickle-down effect. So with players coming and going in the organization, there's going to be players that are sent down. Guys from Lakeland could be called up. We've already seen it so far with Clark and McGonigal just last week. And then with the FCL Tigers just finishing their season, do the top complex league guys get a chance to play for Lakeland towards the end of the season? It is so interesting to me. I hope it is just as interesting as it is to me as it is to you. And we will figure all of this roster gymnastics out as we continue the rest of this season. Right now, if you're joining us, we're in the middle of a thunderstorm. And if you can't tell, it's a pretty severe one with lightning strikes right outside the ballpark. Rain is hurling down on the field. It's already puddling up on the warning track and on the tarp. We'll let you know if anything changes about the status of this game. But right now, the rain is coming down hard. The fans have found some cover in the concourse or right above the facade that extends right over to about the top quarter, top third of the seats in the upper bowl. The smart thing to do is just get cover. And that's what we're doing right here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. We'll continue with more trade deadline talk, more roster movement talk when we come back after this quick break. Big news with Lakeland happening just last week. Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal getting the bump up. The lights are off at the ballpark. We just got kicked off the air for a second. And, we're braving the elements. Well, now we're going to go to break. We're going to talk about Clark and McGonigal when we come back. And hopefully, when we return, I am not electrocuted and I am okay and I am alive. We'll be right back here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. But welcome to Minor League Baseball, folks, where you are going to listen live to an audio check because we believe that we have been kicked off the air and we can try and figure out if we are currently broadcasting. This is what happens when lightning strikes right on top of your roof. That's right. The facade I was telling you about that was covering the fans. Yeah, I'm surprised there are fans still under it because lightning struck right on top of it and it knocked the electricity right out of this entire unit. The lights are still out here at the ballpark. It is dark. It is scary. And so right now we've learned that we are currently not on the air on MILB.TV. But if you are listening live on the MILB app or at LakelandFlyingTigers.com, welcome to the show, baby. You're here. So we'll continue to try and figure out this audio situation as we continue through this. I don't even want to call it a rain delay at this point. It looks like HE double hockey sticks out here. So we'll continue to monitor the situation as we roll on right here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
How we doing, folks? Joe Puccio with you here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. As you can hear off in the distance, the rain, the thunder, the lightning, they continue to roll through Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. We are in a rain delay, nearly an hour long at this point, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Tarp's still on the field. At least the lights turn back on. We have some electric issues going on at the stadium right now. A lightning bolt struck the top of the facade that goes around the stadium and not only knocked us off the air, but also turned the lights off here at the stadium. So they were listening to some Billy Joel. At least Mother Nature was listening to some Billy Joel, turning the lights off. Lights are back on. We're currently live on the MILB app and at LakelandFlyingTigers.com. And we are still trying to figure out how to get back on the air on MILB.TV. Currently, our video stream is trying to get up and running once again, but we are currently live on our audio-only option, which you can always listen for free right here on the MILB app and at LakelandFlyingTigers.com. So as we've been sorting out these technical issues and sitting through this rain delay, we talked about the Major League Baseball trade deadline and how that might impact the Lakeland Flying Tigers. But if you missed that earlier discussion, let's go back to this trade deadline and how things could shake out over the next couple of days, weeks, and perhaps even months based on the trades made today by the Detroit Tigers. So, four big trades for Detroit throughout this deadline. The first one started yesterday. Carson Kelly, catcher at the MLB level, was traded to the Texas Rangers in exchange. The Detroit Tigers got Liam Hicks and Tyler Owens, a catcher and a right-handed pitcher that are both AA level players. And they have already been activated to Erie's roster. So Hicks and Owens are a part of the Seawolves after being traded from the Texas Rangers. Then today, Andrew Chafin joins Carson Kelly in Texas. And two more Rangers prospects have now become Tigers prospects. Two right-handed pitchers, Joseph Montvalo, the number 27 overall prospect by the Rangers, and right-handed pitcher Chase Lee. If you go right now to the Tigers' top 30 prospects, Joseph Montvalo is currently the number 19 prospect in the Tigers' system. He is above Eddie's Leonard, who you and I know very well after spending some rehab time down here in Lakeland. But Eddie's Leonard, a middle infield prospect, currently with High A West Michigan, and behind the number 18 prospect, catcher Enrique Jimenez, who just won an FCL championship with the FCL Tigers. So Joseph Montvalo, already in the Tigers' top 30, he is number 19 on that list, and that could change here very soon because the Jack Flaherty trade could change these entire prospect lists. Just before the buzzer sounded, at 5:56 p.m. on the trade deadline, with 4 minutes to go in the deadline, big trade for the Tigers. Jack Flaherty gets dealt to the Los Angeles Dodgers. In return, the Tigers receive infielder Trey Sweeney. And if you're a Tampa Tarpons fan listening to this, you know all about Trey Sweeney. A former first-round draft choice by the Yankees, was traded to the Dodgers in the offseason, and now he is traded to the Tigers. We'll see what level Trey Sweeney comes in as, in the Tigers organization, that is. If you look at Trey Sweeney's numbers so far this season in minor league baseball, Trey has played a majority of his year with AAA Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma City Dodgers. He was called up from the Tulsa Drillers, the AA team, over the offseason. So Trey Sweeney, a AAA level player, so he could slot into the Toledo Mud Hens immediately. And the name that Lakeland Flying Tiger fans should really be keeping an eye out for, and Tigers fans as a whole, Tyrone Lorenzo, a catcher slash first baseman that the Tigers got from the Dodgers in the Jack Flaherty trade. Lorenzo is the number 8 prospect in Los Angeles' system, and he has played this year with High A Midland. So that's just one step above single A, of course. High A Great Lakes. Single A Lakeland would be the level below that. But Lorenzo, just one step above single A. So based on the number of catchers in the system, And how everything shakes out, you could see Lorenzo here in Lakeland. Nothing official, of course, but just speculating with you as we sit through this rain delay about how the roster movement sort of shakes out. And then the last trade of the day for the Tigers, Mark Canna gets dealt to the San Francisco Giants. In return, Eric Silva, a right-handed pitcher who is at the AA level, he comes to the Tigers. So the Tigers add a bunch of prospects. In total, over the last, 48 hours, seven prospects have been added to the Tigers organization. And so how this affects Lakeland is, right, we haven't received anyone throughout these trades, and I say we as, looking at this from an outside perspective, the Tigers have not looked at, have not received any players at the single A level, right? They haven't acquired anyone who has played for Clearwater or Bradenton or out in the Carolina Leagues or the California League. They've gotten players that are high A or above. But this is a domino effect, and this is what we talked about earlier. There has to be room made for these new players. Let's say, for instance, that Trey Sweeney is going immediately to AAA Toledo, which is not official just yet. We'll get those roster moves probably later tonight into tomorrow. Trey Sweeney, if he goes to AAA Toledo, well, then how does that shake out? Do you have to move a player from the Mud Hens to the Seawolves? And then as a result, does a Seawolf become a Whitecap? And then does a Whitecap become a Flying Tiger? You see how that all trickles down, right? And that's not just with Trey Sweeney. That's with six other players as well that are either at high A baseball or they're at higher levels. So that's why this is interesting from a Flying Tigers perspective. The Tigers did not buy at this deadline. They clearly sold four MLB players to receive seven prospects back, including Tyrone Lorenzo, Trey Sweeney, Joseph Montvalo. Those are three big names if you follow minor league baseball. So very interesting. Interesting to see how all this shakes out. And if you're a Flying Tigers fan, if you're here in Lakeland coming to the ballpark every day, the team looks brand new, right? There's some new names coming in and out, and it's not going to get any more comfortable. There is going to be more movement as the trade deadline wraps up, as these players get slotted into different levels, and as the constant roster movement goes. I was talking earlier with Andrew Graham on the Flying Tigers pregame show, and he mentioned how this is the point of the year where everything's going to start changing. You're going to see players who were in single A for most of the season get the call up to high A West Michigan. You and I saw it last week when Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal got sent up. And you're going to see guys stick at levels. You're going to see, all right, 18-year-old draft pick comes in, right? He's going to play some complex league games. Do they get the bump up to single A towards the end of the Flying Tigers season? So many questions, so many chess pieces that need to be moved. If you're a baseball nerd like myself, you're absolutely loving this time of the year because it's all about roster change, roster movement, how teams can improve, how players can improve. And so you and I will track this as we move along here throughout the second half of the season. Flying Tigers looking for a playoff push, just at 2.5 games back of Fort Myers for the West Division lead. But the Flying Tigers might have a rotating cast of characters in order to get themselves into the playoffs. So we're still trying to work out some technical issues here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. We apologize if you were tuning into MILB.TV. A lightning strike on top of our press box roof cut out all electricity at the ballpark. And it caught us off the air on our video feed on MILB.TV, the MLB app, and the Bally Sports Live app. But we are still live here on the MILB app and at LakelandFlyingTigers.com. So that's where you and I will be chatting for the next, I don't know how long. Rain is hurling now in my direction, coming in from center field towards home plate. For the first time this year, I'm actually getting some rain on my window. That's the angle that this water is coming in. It's puddling up everywhere on the field. The seats are completely drenched. You can see the infield outline on the tarp because of how much rain's on top. It does not look good for baseball here today, but we're going to still have some fun here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. Maybe we'll have baseball today, maybe not. But when we come back, we'll talk about Max Clark and Kevin McGonigal getting the promotion to High A West Michigan, how those two have played so far this year, their trip up to Grand Rapids, Michigan, and how this impacts Lakeland moving forward. You are listening to Lakeland Flying Tigers Baseball, I mean, in a rain delay, it still counts, though, right? Right here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. Well, folks, this should come as no surprise to you, but this game has been officially postponed. The rain is really bad. This is the worst storm I've seen in my short time here in Florida. The rain is not settling down whatsoever. It's only getting harder. I can't even see out in center field. The 420 sign is completely blurry. That's how much rain's coming down. So this is a bad, bad scene here at Publix Field, and so teams won't even wait this one out. This game is officially postponed, and so it'll be made up as a doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 4 p.m. That is the plan for tomorrow. We'll see if that plan sticks true, but it's a doubleheader, 2 7-inning games. First game beginning at 4 p.m., so we'll be on the air at 3:45 p.m. for the Flying Tigers pregame show. And we'll talk with Andrew Graham. We'll talk about all the fun things we wanted to talk about today here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. But Mother Nature has some other plans. Once again, this game has been postponed. We thank you so much for joining us throughout this rain delay. We'll get you some baseball tomorrow. We'll get you 14 innings and maybe even more right here from Publix Field at Choker Marchin Stadium. A doubleheader scheduled tomorrow between Lakeland and Tampa. With our broadcast engineer Brandon Walters and the entire Lakeland Flying Tigers family, I am Joe Puccio, signing off from Publix Field at Choker Marchin Stadium, where Game 1 between Tampa and Lakeland has been postponed and will be made up as a part of a doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 3:45 p.m. right here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. Stay safe if you're in Lakeland. Get home safe, stay dry, and we will see you tomorrow night right here on the Flying Tigers Baseball Network. Good night, everybody.